This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 4th. God's word for you today is action. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 6, verse 38. And it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." The first way by which point of contact operates is point of contact by symbols and tokens. And the second is point of contact by seeds. Releasing God's power by giving your time, your talent, and your treasure. When I was leaving paid employment, I gave my employer 3 months' notice because of my level. I had a large sum of money that I waited 3 months for because I was starting a business. After receiving the money, on my way back from work, I got a call from the church about a need in the church at the time. I am saying that in retrospect, I am grateful to God of heaven that He will even ask of me. I hope you understand this because it is huge. What I am saying is, the only way for you to eat your cake and have it is to give it to God. Read the story in John 6, 8 to 13, the feeding of 5,000. The little boy was the only one that planned for his day. He probably thought about it. We are going for a crusade, and this man called Jesus has a way of preaching long sermons. Read the story. The little boy did not go with his mother. He went alone. So after giving it much thought, the boy decided to pack lunch for himself. Guess what? None of the adults in the crowd planned for their day. None of them prepared food. When it was time and Jesus needed a point of contact for the multiplication, the little boy agreed for Jesus to use his lunch. Would you have given up your lunch, or would you have said to Jesus, "Since these adults did not plan for their day, it is perhaps time for them to learn how to plan their day from a little boy. Watch me eat my fish barbecue sandwich." But that little boy gave it as a point of contact. And at the end of that story, please read it, you will see that Jesus actually told his disciples to pick up the excess food, and it came to 12 baskets of food. Some schools of thought say that the 12 baskets were for the 12 disciples. Maybe, but I have a feeling, going by principles of the Word of God, that it is he that sows that would reap. I have a feeling that it was the boy that went home with 12 baskets. Did the disciples carry the 12 baskets, one basket each? Yes, but they carried it following the boy home. Why should they reap where they did not sow? Imagine the boy gets home and his mother says, "Welcome back from crusade, my son. You are such a good boy. You always like to go to church." Then looking out the window, she says, "Who are these men and what are they carrying?" The boy responds, "Mom, they are Jesus' disciples. They are carrying 12 baskets of bread and fish, and it is for me, my harvest." But it did not happen without the boy giving his lunch to Jesus. What do you need to place in his hands? You have prayed a lot, but it is time for action. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to the seed I must sow in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.